This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Dozens of Social Security Administration offices across the country are slated to close this year, including one in Grand Junction. That's due to actions taken by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency as part of Trump's unprecedented effort to shrink the size of government. DOGE has published a list of nearly 800 federal real estate leases that it's working to cancel. A Colorado House committee yesterday advanced a bill that would allow some apartment buildings in the state's largest cities to be built with only one staircase. Advocates say that will lower construction costs and make it easier to build three-bedroom units more suitable for families. Democrat Andy Bazenecker is a sponsor.
We know that we desperately need more affordable housing opportunities in the state of Colorado. I would like to suggest that one of the ways we can accomplish this is on the front side of that by building buildings that are inherently more affordable simply by the design they incorporate.
A similar bill failed last year after facing opposition from fire chiefs. Sponsors say they've made adjustments since then, but some firefighter groups are still opposed. Aurora Public Schools announced they have canceled classes for tomorrow due to a teacher walkout. Educators are headed to the Capitol to protest against potential cuts to education. The district said it stands firmly in the fight for fully funded schools and plans to continue to advocate at the legislative levels. Aurora joins Boulder, Summit County, Adams 12, and some Denver public schools. NCAA tournament games for March Madness start tomorrow at Ball Arena and last through Sunday. RTD is prepared. This is CPR News.